It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Springville police are investigating a homicide Saturday night.
But they already have a suspect in custody after he walked into the police station calling himself a witness. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what we know. Amy?
Amanda, police say they found a 42-year-old man dead on his porch in Springville Saturday night with gunshot wounds as they started their investigation. 25-year-old Hunter Lamoureux walked into the police station and told them he had information on the shooting. Police quickly realized he matched the suspect description, though, that neighbors had given them. And he apparently told police he and the man used to be neighbors, and he was upset over a pending divorce and custody battle between the man and his wife. This homicide comes on the heels of another deadly shooting in Springville just a few days before. Police are calling that an attempted murder-suicide that left a 20-year-old man dead and a 17-year-old girl still right now on life support in the hospital. And Police Chief Lance Haight tells KSL TV that these two cases are more than some officers have seen throughout their entire careers in this small town.
It's not easy to get out of your mind, but it's a noble job that our officers do. They respond with great compassion and professionalism.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
Springville Mayor Matt Packard says they're just not used to crimes like this in their small city.
They bond together when there are situations like this, and it's a great reflection of the kind of people we have in the community.
The mayor says the community is pulling together to support those impacted by these tragedies.
It is early in the year for a wildfire, but a blaze in Wasatch County near U.S. 40 is burning out of control. KSL TV's Lauren Steinbrecher reports on how this fire may have started.
Right now, it's hard to guess, but fire crews believe Mother Nature isn't responsible for the flatline fire. They don't think anyone on Highway 40 is to blame either. The flames are proving hard to fight. Dozens of firefighters and a heavy air tanker make their attacks, determined to slow it down.
Mike Erickson from the Division of Forestry, Fire and State Land says this fire is not a good sign for the rest of the fire season.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Biden is in Tokyo this morning talking about trade and security.
Biden launching an Indo-Pacific economic plan involving 12 countries. The focus on trade and how to prevent those supply chain issues that we've seen recently. Meanwhile, Biden was asked today about the possibility of a recession in the U.S., the president giving an emphatic no, but acknowledging that the price of gas is a real problem for many families back home.
ABC's Britt Clennett in Japan.
President Biden also caused some waves in China after telling reporters in Tokyo the U.S. would intervene militarily if China were to invade Taiwan. It was one of the most forceful presidential statements in support of self-governing in decades. The U.S. traditionally has avoided making such security guarantees to Taiwan, which no longer has a mutual defense treaty.
Overseas shipments of baby formula have started to arrive in the U.S. on board military planes. But we're learning at least 4 infants in South Carolina have been hospitalized due to medical complications related to the formula shortage.
In New York City, the mayor declaring a state of emergency to prevent price gouging. And in Washington, President Biden announcing the first 2 Defense Production Act authorizations aimed at increasing domestic supply, including allowing key formula maker Abbott Nutrition to receive priority orders of raw materials.
ABC's M. Nguyen reporting.
The invasion of Ukraine.
Russia is intensifying its attacks in eastern Ukraine as President Volodymyr Zelensky calls for even more powerful weapons to counter the Russian invasion.
President Zelensky gives a stark insight of the cost of the war, saying between 50 and 100 Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day. For now, Ukrainian troops out east holding on and digging in.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge reporting from Kyiv.
A former Marine recently released from a Russian prison during a prisoner swap is telling his story.
When the war in Ukraine broke out, you know, I knew that there was no way I was coming home, and I wasn't sure if I was ever going to come home. at that point.
Trevor Reed says he was thrown in isolation cells, placed in a psych ward, and sent to a forced labor camp. He was freed in April.
First look traffic, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Good morning. As traffic starts off this morning, we only have one real problem. It's a broken down vehicle sitting in the right lane on I-80 near the 2300 East on-ramp going towards Sugar House. I-15 itself off to a good start. Salt Lake Valley and in Davis County, looking at a little bit of heavy traffic on Mountain View Corridor as you go south in West Valley. That's about it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
There was a series of search and rescue operations around Utah over the weekend. The Northern Fork Fire Department says there were two rescues near Aspen Grove, both requiring a DPS helicopter. A woman slipped on ice while hiking in one case. The second rescue involved a hiker, a cliffed out hiker on Mount Timpanogos last night. Another rescue operation happened in Davis County late Friday night when a motorcycle rider fell off a 30-foot cliff in Bountiful near the B on the side of the mountain.
A Utah judge is dismissing some claims in a lawsuit filed against a well-known actress. Details from KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
A judge says the collision between a retired optometrist and movie star Gwyneth Paltrow was not a hit-and-run ski crash as the lawsuit against her claimed. KSL.com reports Terry Sanderson filed the lawsuit in 2019, claiming Paltrow negligently caused injury in an accident at Deer Valley Resort 3 years earlier and is seeking $300,000. Sanderson's attorneys claim Paltrow ran into him from behind and left without saying a word. However, a Deer Valley instructor told the court she did stay behind to make sure he was taken care of. While claims of inflicting emotional distress and punitive damage entitlement have been dismissed, a claim of simple negligence is still on the table. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A man wanted by police in Fresno, California, literally fell from his hiding place where he had been keeping quiet for 2 days. Here's ABC's Chuck Severson.
Feng Vang dropped into a Save Mart store in Fresno, California. He literally dropped into it through the ceiling. Police say he had been hiding up there for 2 days after being chased by cops into the store. Suspected of burglary, Andrea Guyton, a local news editor, was in the store.
I thought it was totally crazy.
She says after Vang fell, he ran out.
And nobody else recognized him, so after he left, I was like, you guys, like, that was him, like, this was the guy.
Vang was caught nearby by police. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.